You're listening to Central Time here on the Ideas Network. I'm Rob Ferret. Coming up, public defender's offices in northern Wisconsin are having a hard time finding lawyers, and they're doing some creative marketing. We'll find out why and look at the issue of low reimbursement rates for lawyers representing indigent defendants. Right now, we're checking in with reporters from around the state about the stories they've been covering this week. First, the federal government announced plans to close a job training center for disadvantaged youth in northern Wisconsin's Forest County, a move that drew condemnation from the area's Republican congressman. Rob Menster is WPR's Rural Communities reporter. Rob, welcome back to Central Time.
Thanks.
Well, can you tell us a bit about the Blackwell Job Corps Center? What does it do? What has it been doing?
So this is a center in Leona, Wisconsin, so up in the Northwoods in the Shequamigan-Nicolet National Forest. And it's a job training center for disadvantaged youth, so that's people ages 16 to 24, and they're able to get their high school diploma as well as concurrently get training in a trade. They have a carpentry program, but also medical professions, also masonry and other labor programs there. And when they graduate, it's sort of like a pre-apprenticeship. And then in a lot of cases, the job center will connect them directly with jobs in Wisconsin.
Do we have a sense of how big an impact the center has had on job seekers and job providers in the region?
So there are hundreds of students that go through each year, and the source I talked to, I tried to speak to the representatives of the center itself, and they can't talk to the news media. They're federal employees, and they're under a gag order from speaking to the media. But I did reach an ex-employee who had access to various data about their impact, and he cited 786 students in the last 5 years that they had directly placed in quality jobs, so jobs in their trade. That's across Wisconsin, but I mean that's a big number.
Now we have this nationwide shakeup coming from the White House. Why is this center being closed?
So the program, through sort of a historical quirk, the program was administered by the Agriculture Department under the USDA Forest Service, and it's part of this New Deal era Civilian Conservation Corps. This specific center doesn't go back all that far, but the national program does for these job centers, and they're rearranging that. So they are moving that from the Agriculture Department to the auspices of the Labor Department, which maybe makes some sense. You can see why that would, why it would fall under the Labor Department. But then the second part of that is that the Labor Department is broadly restructuring it, which includes transferring, in a bunch of cases, 16 cases, I think, the services to private contractors, and then just outright closing 9 additional centers. And the one in Leona is one of those that is slated for closure.
Now, Republican Congressman Sean Duffy represents the area. He's talked about this. What have we heard from him?
Yeah, his office provided me with a letter that he sent to the Labor Department expressing great consternation, was the quote, over the change. And he points out, so one of the Labor Department's rationales for the closure is that there is another job center available in Wisconsin, but it's in Milwaukee. So for someone in Duffy's district in the north of the state and anywhere near, Leona, that's quite a hike, and that's quite that may seem out of reach to a lot of people. So he has expressed that he believes it's important to keep the center open and that he's going to try to advocate for that. We will see whether what that amounts to, what that comes to. But there's a Republican legislator who is pretty strongly opposed to this closure.
Do we have a sense of the timeline when the closure would go into effect?
There are public comments. There's a sort of public comment period immediately. The closures are said to be planned to be completed by the end of the year.
And the public comments would be collected, I guess, at this point by the Labor Department, since they're going to end up being in charge. Is that right?
Yep, that's correct.
We'll leave it there. Rob, thanks a lot for joining us again.
Hey, thanks.
Rob Menster is WPR's Rural Communities reporter with us to talk about the closing announcement of the Blackwell Job Corps Center in Leona. Now, high water levels on the Mississippi River are slowing down shipping, and a wet spring is delaying the planting season for many farmers around the state. Hope Kerwin is a WPR reporter based in La Crosse. Hope, welcome back.
Thanks for having me.
Well, let's start with flooding on the Mississippi River, where the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers is having to make extra plans for dredging parts of the river. How has a year of wet weather created challenges with the sediment in the river?
Yeah, so during a typical spring, the Army Corps of Engineers dredges two or three locations on the Mississippi River. And this year, they're looking at dredging 12 to 14. So a huge increase in the amount of dredging they're having to do. And they're really saying that this stems from the wet weather we've had, not only this spring, but really tracing all the way back to the fall. You know, we saw frequent rains last fall, a lot of snow this winter, and now frequent rains again this spring. And that's basically caused a lot of sediment to end up not only in the Mississippi River and its backwaters, but also tributaries like the Chippewa, the Black River, the Trempealeau River. And so all of that has been flushed into the main channel and is ending up in these trouble locations that they're having to dredge.
And is there a concern that this could affect shipping then on the Mississippi?
So shipping has definitely already been impacted on the Mississippi, but not necessarily because of the dredging. They'll definitely have to dredge those locations once water returns to normal levels. But because water has been so high, it's actually caused a lot of lock closures farther down the river towards St. Louis. Now, that is a major port for shipping on the Mississippi River. So barge traffic in our area has actually been very, very low and almost non-existent because they can't get to that port of destination in St. Louis. You know, I talked to one person from a barge company. He basically said it's been like the season hasn't even started for them.
And now the soggy spring is also having an impact on farmers around the state who are being delayed in planting their corn. How badly is this wet weather affecting corn growers?
Yeah, it's been a huge challenge for farmers this year. So the latest crop progress report, which came out on Monday, found that only 46% of the state's corn acres have been planted at this point. That's 2 weeks behind the average timeline. And the same has been said for soybean growers. They're only at about 20% planted, which is 13 days behind average. And so this is a big deal because May 31st today is actually a huge crop insurance deadline for farmers. And so if they don't have their corn acres planted by this point, they could either take a hit on their coverage levels of crop insurance, or they might have to take a payout from their insurance program and just not plant those acres.
So there's that crop insurance issue, the planting time, the weather, tariffs from China, relief from the federal government, a lot of uncertainty. You talked to a UW Extension agricultural agent who works with growers. In our last few moments, what are you hearing about the mood out there for farmers?
He basically said there's just a lot of uncertainty. He was, you know, it's his job to help farmers make decisions. And he said, unfortunately, they just don't have a lot of information to help them make those decisions this year about what to plant or what to do.
We'll leave it there for now. Hope, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
That's Hope Kerwin, WPR's reporter based in La Crosse. She was with us to talk about the effects of a long winter and rainy spring, both on Mississippi River levels, a need to dredge there, and a slow start for corn growers around the state. She joined us as part of our weekly roundup of news from around Wisconsin.